friendly situation, my conversation may not be smart, but if we're to have a perfect understanding, let's call a heart. There are words that should be whispered gently. That's evidently the way to start. If I tell you what my dreams have been demanding, let's call a heart a heart. Can I prove how I yearn just by the turn of a phrase? Can I keep my control when all my soul is ablaze? Maybe you would call a true confession an indiscretion on someone's part. But if I'm to say how madly I adore you, let's call a heart a heart.
Paradise's thing I ever knew. I I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sac to Dover, and now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams.
Here's the microphone. Thank you very much, Fats. This is Rich, West Broadway Melody Conady, welcoming you to a Feel Like a Newman edition of the big broadcast, number 1,276 on 90.7 FM WFUV. We open tonight's big broadcast with a song from the score of Pennies from Heaven. Let's call a heart a heart. Bob Eberly with the Jimmy Dorsey Band in 1936. From 1935, it was the kid brother, Tommy Dorsey, and his Clambake 7, Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Rhythm in My Nursery Rhymes, the vocalist, Edith Wright. Here's Dick Robertson with the Ben Selvin Band, Tommy Dorsey in this group as well. February 1929, Arthur Freed, Nacio Herb Brown from the Broadway Melody.
Thank you. home, you rascal, you. I trust you in my home, you rascal, you. I trust you in my home, you wouldn't leave my wife alone. Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. You ask my wife to wash your clothes, you rascal, you. You ask my wife to wash that dirty shirt, you rascal, you. You ask my wife to wash your clothes, something else I suppose. Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. You try to steal.
Oh, no.
Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Wrong again.
There ain't no use to run, you rascal, you.
And why you think I'm gonna run, sir?
There ain't no use to run, you rascal, you.
Ain't gonna run nowhere.
There ain't no use to run.
Why?
Because I'll pip a pistol at you.
What's wrong with
you? Be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
On your very own big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, Jack Teagarden and his orchestra, 1931, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Fats Waller, piano and coaching. Sterling Bowes on trumpet. Sterling Bowes, born in Florence, Alabama, February 23rd, 1906. His professional career began in New Orleans, then moved on to St. Louis. He joined the Gene Goldkett Band in Detroit. Later work with Ben Pollock, Tommy Dorsey, Ray Noble, and Benny Goodman. Sterling Bowes died in St. Petersburg, Florida in June 1958. Before You Rascal You, You Were Meant for Me, from the score of the Broadway Melody. 1929, Dick Robertson, Ben Selvin's orchestra. You Were Meant for Me, written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown. He was born in Deming, New Mexico, February 22nd, 1896. He had his first hit in 1920, began writing for movie musicals in 1929, wrote into the 1950s. He died in San Francisco September 28th, 1964. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. I'm Rich Condy, youthful and handsome star of the big broadcast, a program for the old and the old at heart. And if you're listening for the first time this evening, may I say welcome. May I say welcome to the big broadcast radio family of the air. On tonight's big broadcast, the trumpet and vocals of Sterling Bowes, the songs of Nacio Herb Brown, the lyrics of Charles Newman and Jimmy Dorsey, plus Mildred Bailey. Mildred Bailey was born in Toccoa, Washington, February 27th, 1907. She sang with Paul Whiteman's band from 1929 to 1933, sang with husband Red Norvo's band beginning in 1936. Mildred Bailey died in Poughkeepsie December 12, 1951. Here she is in 1931 with the Casaloma Orchestra. It's a Harry Barris song. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Can truthfully say, but for every share with tears we pay. look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
sweet as the banjos that you are, my lucky star. I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming, beaming. I was dumbstruck, you are my lucky charm. I'm lucky in your arms. You've opened heaven's portal. I know it's for this poor mortal. You, oh baby, my lucky star.
If it's Sunday night and it sounds like this, Dad burn it, it better be the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Arthur Freed, Nacio Herb Brown from MGM's Broadway Melody of 1936. You Are My Lucky Star, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra in October 1935. Before that, a Charles Newman Isham Jones song, You've Got Me Crying Again. 1933, Joe Martin with Isham Jones and his orchestra. Joe Martin, of course, went on to a great career on All My Children. We began with Mildred Bailey with the Casaloma Band, 1931, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Coming up about a quarter to nine, a Bing, Bailey, Boswell, and Boley edition of Crooner's Corner. WFUV's breakout show of 1998 Standard Time. Have you been catching it? Well, you can catch it this Saturday night at a special time, 9:30, following basketball. Standard Time this Saturday night following the game at around 9:30 on 90.7 FM WFUV. Here's another song written by Arthur Freed and Mr. Brown. This one from MGM San Francisco, a picture in which Clark Gable played a character called Blackie Norton. The only reason I remember that is because Jim Lowe named his dog after Blackie Norton. Johnny McKeever with George Hall and his Hotel Taft Orchestra, April 1936.
Thank you. would you, she tells him of his charm. Would you, they met as you and I, and they were only friends. But before the story ends, she'll kiss him with a sigh. Would you, if the boy were I, would you, and would you dare to say, let's do the same as they, I would you.
Thank you. quietly.
That's it, see?
We began with George Hall's Hotel Taft Orchestra, 1936, a vocal by Johnny McKeever, Would You, from MGM San Francisco. After that, Big Chief DeSoto, 1936, Al Boley and Sterling Bowes vocalizing, Ray Noble's American Orchestra. Finally, in 1935, I'm Painting the Town Red, Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson's orchestra. That was Hilton Jefferson on the alto saxophone. I'm Painting the Town Red, written by Sam H. Stept, Charlie Tobias, and Charles Newman. Charles Newman was born in Chicago February 22, 1901. He had hits from Sweethearts on Parade in 1928 to Don't Throw Cold Water on the Flame of Love in 1951. Now, I looked in a couple of places, including on the Internet, and I could not find a checkout time for Charles Newman, so he could be celebrating his 97th birthday today. Big broadcast Sunday nights 8 to 11 with classic pop and jazz on 90.7 FM WFUV. Have I said the Rich Connolly part lately? Well, it's true. Tonight's big broadcast, the lyrics of Charles Newman, the songs of Nacio Herb Brown, Mildred Bailey, and somebody else, and Jimmy Dorsey. Jimmy Dorsey, born in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, February 29th, 1904. Made his first records around 1925, probably with the California Ramblers. started leading his own band kind of by default because his younger brother Tommy walked out on the Dorsey Brothers Band in 1935. Jimmy took over the band. It became the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. He re-teamed with Tommy in 1953 and was working until shortly before his death in New York City, June 12, 1957. Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet with Lenny Hayton conducting, 1932, Bing Crosby and a Gordon and Revel song. It's Within Your Power.
What's the good of love when you're not at my side? What's the good of love and all its foolish pride? For without you, love, I'm sure that I'd be nothing at all. You can hold me, mold me just as you see fit. For I need you dearly, sincerely I admit. You can twist me round your little finger just as long as love will linger on. It's within your power to make me happy or blue. You know it's up to you. It's within your power to take me out of despair or leave me there. It's in your domain to bring the sun or the rain. It's within your kiss. You can make this world divine if you were mine. It's within your power to make me beggar or king or any old thing. It's within your power to make me master or slave, just as you crave I wait. On your command, my fate rests in your hand. You're my destiny. It's within your power, my dear. Thank you.
big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. Starting out with Bing Crosby, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, 1932, It's Within Your Power. Jimmy, in 4 more years, was Bing's conductor on the Kraft Music Hall. After Bing and Lenny Hayden and Jimmy Dorsey, we heard the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in 1934 by Heck. Heard from Jimmy on the alto and the clarinet, George Thau on trumpet, George Thau for many years a member of the Lawrence Welk Organization, Ray McKinley on the drums. And we began this Bailey, Boswell, Bing, Boley, Brown, and Newman edition of Crooner's Corner with But I Can't Make a Man, 1933, Mildred Bailey with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. Mildred Bailey, born 91 years ago Friday. She died in December 1951. I'm Rich Connedy. This is the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. WFUV members and KHS Music support the big broadcast. KHS Music, distributor of the Park Lane label, features rare and unissued dance bands from the 1920s and 30s. We're talking about classic recordings by the Gene Cardos Orchestra, Isham Jones and his band, Snooks and his Memphis Stompers. They're all available on compact disc. Now, for a catalog of these and other nostalgic recordings, you can call right now, in fact, 718-366-4031, or write to KHS Music, P.O. Box 790077, Middle Village, New York, 11379. That's Box 790077, Middle Village, New York, 11379. Ordinarily, you should call Monday to Friday from 1 to 4 p.m., but you can call during the big broadcast at 718-366-4031. Thank you, KHS Music. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, with Connie Boswell in September 1932, a song written by Isham Jones and Charles Newman. We did find out when Mr. Newman left us. He was born in Chicago, February 22nd, 1901. He died in Beverly Hills, January 9th, 1978. I'll never have to dream again.
If I should wake and find your arms around me, never have to dream again. If I should wake and feel your lips surrender to mine, I'd just be wasting time in dreaming. In all my dreams, it seems that you near, dear. But when I wake, you always disappear. If I should wake to hear you say you'll always remain, that's when I'll never have to dream. But when I wake,
disappear. If I should wait to hear you say, you'll always remain. That's when I'll never dream
are soft and low in the sunset afterglow. With a song I'll greet you when I meet you. Church bells ring the end of day. Shadows bring a hideaway. While the moon above gleams on our night of dreams. After sundown, in the hush of evening, you will hear my song long after sundown. Skies of coral weave their dreams around us. At the end of day, stay after sundown. Like a troubadour, I'll call to you. In the thrill of twilight, listen, lover. After sundown, in the hush of evening, you will hear my song long after sundown. Troubadour, I'll call to you. In the thrill of twilight, listen, lover, do. After sundown, in the hush of
that's a lovely recording, but it's the wrong one.
Are you ready, Miss Angie?
Yes. Seems that I'm going cuckoo. Dizzy as I can be.
happened to me. All I've got, I find, is a one-track mind. I put my shoe on my head, my hat on my feet, forgetful the whole day through. I can't think of nothing but love, concentrating on you. I put my clothes on the bed and sleep on the seat. I can't figure two and two. Got crazy ways, I'm in a daze, concentrating on you. I had a perfect memory until you came along. Now since your spell is over me, my brain seems all wrong. Sometimes I stand in my flat, don't know where I'm at. I pay bills before the due. Got you to thank, my mind's a blank, concentrating on you.
Got you to thank, my mind's a blank. The Fats Waller song, Concentratin' on You. Mildred Bailey with Matty Malnick conducting November 1931. Before that, Bing Crosby in 1933 with Lenny Hayden's orchestra, After Sundown. Written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown for MGM's Going Hollywood. Bing's 1933 MGM picture, he was on loan from Paramount, and I don't believe he returned to MGM until he made High Society in 1956. We began with Connie Boswell in 1932, a Charles Newman lyric, I'll never, I mean never, have to dream again. On the big broadcast on WFUV in New York, which is celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. Next Sunday night on the big broadcast, which recently celebrated its 25th anniversary and has 24 years, 11 months left to go. Next Sunday night, the songs of Irving Kale, Reed Man Barney Bagard, De Silva Brown and Henderson songs from the score of Flying High, and the early work of Glenn Miller. Let's wrap up Crooner's Corner with Al Boley with Lou Stone's band, 1933, Needy Was a Lady.
Have a golden toothpick handy. After meal, she flashes a bomb. You remember how she used to drink her brandy with her fingers sticking well out. Edie was a lady.
Edie was a lady.
As T.B. O'Grady.
As T.B. O'Grady.
And Edie had glass with a capital K.
Was the lady.
while. But since you went away, what's the use? I try to clown just to hide every frown, but my heart seems to say, what's the use? I believe dream that I dreamed just for you. How can they ever come true? I need you more now than ever before, but you've closed heaven's door, so what's the use?
Listening to the big broadcast, the best it's ever been, on 90.7 FM WFUV. Oh, I know, there are some of you out there saying the best it's ever been. I prefer the big broadcast of the 1970s. Well, not me. I know some of you out there like the big broadcast of the 70s when the show was in its psychedelic period. Frank Silvano with the Isham Jones Orchestra, 1930, a song written by Charles Newman and Mr. Jones. What's the use? Before that, Honolulu Blues, 1931, Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with Joe Venuti, and Waylon on the clarinet, Jimmy Dorsey. We began with Al Boley with Lou Stone's band, 1933. Edie Was a Lady, written by Buddy DeSilva, Richard Whiting, and Nacio Herb Brown for the show Take a Chance. Take a Chance starred Ethel Merman, Jack Haley, and Jack Whiting. It opened on Broadway November 26, 1932. You had 243 chances to catch Take a Chance. A little later, another song from the show. You're the smoothest so-and-so. Not only that, you're mighty cute. You are slicker far than the trousers are on my last year's blue serge suit. You're an old smoothie, in case you didn't know from the verse. Nacio Herb Brown, born 102 years ago today, dagnabbit. He died in September 1964. Coming up on tonight's big broadcast, Johnny Marvin, Joe Venuti, and the Biltmore Trio sing a request that came in more than 20 years ago. Here's a song written by Charles Newman and Carmen Lombardo, Louis Armstrong's orchestra, in 1930.
But they bore me very more. as they fall in line. Oh, the sweetheart long for rain.
Yellow moon shines up above. Music is bringing songs of love. To you and me they should be. Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why joyous feeling of happier days. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, I'm ready for love. Let the storm clouds change, everyone from the plains. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and soon they're singing in the rain.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV, from a Victor 78, Singing in the Rain, July 1929, Johnny Marvin and the unmistakable sound of the Frone Sisters. That written for the Hollywood Review of 1929. Before that, from a Diva 78, Jack Miller in 1929, Should I? That, too, written by Arthur Freed, Nacio Herb Brown, from a picture called Lord Byron of Broadway. Later from that same picture, A Bundle of Old Love Letters. We began with a Charles Newman lyric, Sweethearts on Parade. Louis Armstrong's orchestra in 1930 on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, where following tonight's big broadcast, classic radio with, believe it or not, more of the Mercury Theater's presentation of Les Miserables. Les Mis, coming up following the big broadcast on Classic Radio, 90.7 FM WFUV. Here is Mildred Bailey's first recording, 1929, Eddie Lang and his orchestra, a Hoagie Carmichael song, What Kind of Man Is You?
Woman, I guess it's for the woman you see.
Big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, beginning with Mildred Bailey's first record, 1929, Eddie Lang and his orchestra, What Kind of Man Is You? After that, from May 29, the Eddie Lang Orchestra, a studio group featuring Leo McConville, Tommy Dorsey, and Jimmy Dorsey, a Fields and McHugh song, Freeze and Melt. And finally, in 1929, The Travelers, a Dorsey Brothers pseudonym, The Breakaway, featuring Jimmy and Tommy on both the trumpet and trombone. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. Jimmy Dorsey, born 94 years ago, February 29th. He died in June 1957. Three great records, Breakaway, Freeze and Melt, and What Kind of Man Is You? I just love him. I love this gig. I love playing this music for you Sunday nights on the big broadcast. But to be in radio and to do what I do and other people in my profession do, you have to really love music. Even my old boss, you know, that guy from the last radio station where I worked, I've kidded about him on the air. But even he, I have to admit, even he loved music. Of course, he loved mashed potatoes more than he loved music. And the only thing that he loved more than mashed potatoes, free mashed potatoes. And the only thing that he loved more than free mashed potatoes, no, I guess that's it.
Hi, this is Meg Griffin, and one of my real musical pleasures this year was finding out about Alan Andrews. He did the last required listening, and his song Claws of a Hammer is a real favorite among you listeners. Hear Alan Andrews Monday night at 8 o'clock with the full band. He talks, he plays, and that'll be 8 o'clock Monday at 90.7 FM.